All right, cool. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to the Banff Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Lafferty. With me today is Dave Mattingly from Black Worm Games. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Mike.
And we're here to talk about his latest Kickstarter, which is for Mutants and Masterminds 3rd Ed, a new version of the Algernon Files, which was a well-known product for Mutants and Masterminds 1st and 2nd Edition. And it's being brought up to date and expanded. And Dave, why don't you give us the whole spiel about what Algernon Files are going to be like for 3rd Ed?
Sure. It starts with the original universe that began back in 1st Ed and continued in 2nd, looking at the modern superhero comic base. And as Aaron, the author, describes it, it is 64 color. It has a lot of the four color aspects, but with added depth. It'll have the good guys, the bad guys, the gray guys, high power, low power, aliens, mutants, technology, training, sorcery, all the kind of things you can think of will be in here. Whereas the first few editions that we went through had 100 or so characters per book, we didn't want to limit ourselves to just that small amount. So we're planning this as a series of 30 books. Hold on just a moment.
Sure.
Sorry, dang phone ringing.
Oh, no worries, no worries.
All right, start back where I was again.
Series of 30.
So we're planning this as a series of 30 books. The first two are done. The first one is actually sent to the printer. Even though the Kickstarter has not yet ended, it is going to have 10 official entries, with some entries having more than one character per, in case it is a team or a group that has minions and followers or has a lot of equipment or something like that. Each of the volumes is going to be 64 pages, full color, 8.5 by 11. It'll be Mutants and Masterminds, 3rd Ed, all statted. And you're looking at an average of probably a dozen to maybe 15 full-color illustrations per book on the interior. The interior art is done by Alex Williamson,
mm-hmm.
and the covers are done by Melissa Gay.
Okay. And who's doing the writing on this?
The author is Aaron Sullivan, one of the founders of Black Worm Games years ago, before we decided to split company. In a good way, we're still friends. He decided to get married and adopt some kids. We thought, hey, let's go ahead and split it off now while we're all still friends and before you go that extra bit of crazy that comes with having other family members.
Makes sense. Yeah, I can see that. Well, cool. How would you describe the tone and inspirations for Algernon File?
If you take all the various comic universes that you like, the DC, the Marvel, the Image, the various independents, Aaron takes his favorite bits of all of those and tries to match them together so they make sense with each other, and at the same time seeming realistic enough that they're not super silly. This is not, like I like to say, the Silver Age where you can solve crimes through judicious use of fruit pies. He wants to make sure that everything will make sense and it's very easy to drop into whatever current game you have going. And none of the good guys, bad guys, and others in here are supposed to trump what is in your universe. These are easy drop in and drop out, but your characters are still the heroes. You are still the stars of the Algernon universe.
Okay. If someone were to ask you to characterize it in terms of like Bronze Age or Silver Age, would you characterize it in that way, or would you have another way you would describe it?
I would say bronze, or somewhere in that range.
Okay. All right, cool. And one thing I'm not quite understanding, so the Kickstarter is for the first book in the series, or for the entire series, or what's the story there?
The Kickstarter right now is to raise money just for book one, but okay. Assuming that hits, and we're most of the way there now, then we will unlock the ability to back book number two as well.
Okay.
So it will presumably be the first two books.
Okay. And probably planning additional Kickstarters for each new book in the series?
Probably not Kickstarter. What we're hoping is that the Kickstarter will fund the first book or two, and from there, the profits of those books will then roll over and snowball and fund each subsequent book in the series.
You guys make profits?
Something like that.
Sorry, as an RPG publisher myself, to a small extent, it's just something you do for the...
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. But, okay, well, great. People go to Kickstarter, just do a search on Algernon Files. You'll be the one that comes up in the search finding, and just some of the cover art they have on display by Alex Williamson. Talented artist, does some really great stuff. And if you're not familiar with Aaron Sullivan's writings from previous renditions of the Algernon Files, great writer, and this is definitely a worthy product for picking up. Just looking over, I'm just scrolling down your Kickstarter page, I'm really impressed with some of the stuff I'm seeing here.
Thanks. There are also some sample downloads there, too. You can pick up some character PDFs just for going to the Kickstarter page.
Okay. Have you guys considered branching out and doing any other systems for support, or are we pretty dedicated to Mutants and Masterminds?
Actually, this is actually our first Mutants and Masterminds book in a while.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing Hero and Savage Worlds and Icons and others for the last few years. And this marks our re-entry back in the world of M&M. But
okay.
The Algernon series probably will be translated into Savage Worlds, Icons, and Hero. But we want to watch this M&M campaign get funded first.
Okay, makes sense. Can I ask what made you decide to come back to M&M at this time?
That is Aaron's primary system. He has written for all kinds of other systems. He has played them all. But M&M is where his love is, and that is, in his heart, uniquely tied to Algernon. So since he wanted to bring the universe back, we figured M&M was the best place to start. Not only is it, in his mind, probably the best fit for what he's used to, but also that is where Algernon is best known, is among the Superlink fans.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, scrolling through some of your updates, I got some really cool vehicle art for Freedom Cool's Armored Assault Vehicle. Sorry, Freedom's Call Armored Assault Vehicle.
Yeah.
And along with the stats right there in the update. So, yeah, a lot of stuff worth checking out here. This is definitely something worth looking into. How's Kickstarter been doing so far? Has it been a nerve-wracking rollercoaster ride for you?
No, we've been through many in the past.
Okay. So
at one point, we were interviewed on All Games Considered for having 7 crowdfunding projects going at the same time.
Holy crap, how'd you manage that many?
Not through normal Euclidean dimensional means, of course.
Is that your nice way of saying a trade secret, or your nice way of saying you've managed to violate the theories of space and time in order to be in multiple places at once?
That has been rumored of us many times.
Okay, all right. Well, Dave, anything else we want to touch on in regards to this project?
You can see us in person at Gen Con and at Dragon Con, as well as a few others here and there.
Okay, where...
And besides this, we have a whole bunch of other nifty things coming down the pipeline. So head over to Blackworm, BlackWyrm.com, and look at all the neat things on the way.
Okay, cool. And if they want to find you at Gen Con or Dragon Con, how would they do that?
Gen Con, we are somewhere to the far right. I don't remember the booth number off the top of our head, but look under Black Worm in the program. And Dragon Con, I'm not sure yet where we are assigned.
Okay.
But we will be someplace.
All right, sounds good. All right, Dave, appreciate your time. And to all our listeners, make sure you check out the Algernon Files on Kickstarter, and we'll catch you next time with the Banff Podcast.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike.